A man noticed no cages or chains were used to hold the elephants during a stroll through an elephant sanctuary. A small piece of rope tied to one of their legs was the only thing preventing them from escaping the camp. Observing the elephants, he was utterly baffled as to why the elephants didn't simply use their strength to break the rope and escape the camp. Even though they could have done so easily, they did not. Inquiring as to why the elephants stood there instead of attempting escape, the young man asked a nearby trainer. He replied, "When they are very young, we tie them with the same size rope, and at that age, it is enough to hold them. As the elephants grow up, they are taught to believe that they cannot break away. Consequently, they never try to break away from the rope because they believe it will hold them. Only because they adopted the belief that it couldn't be done over the years that the elephants don't break free and escape from the camp. They could simply start walking, and the rope would snap without effort. Keep believing that what you want to accomplish is possible no matter how much the world tries to hold you back. To achieve success, you need to believe it can be done." Many people still believe that online businesses are not real, and therefore they never try. They are as real and as profitable as any business. You will see inside this book, the world of property rentals has always been a very profitable one. Landlords who rent out on a large scale have been one of the most well-paid people of the past 200 years. However, this industry has always been reserved for the already rich. The internet has changed this and has enabled something called rank and rent. This means you can actually build your own online digital assets and rent them out for a high monthly fee. You become a digital landlord, and it is just as profitable as being a real-world property owner, but with almost none of the initial outlay. There isn't much difference between a property landlord and a digital property landlord or rank and rent expert. They both rent out their assets for a profit and make a significant income. The more property they can acquire, the more money they make. Let me give you an example. Brian invests $200,000 into a property. He spends $20,000 on getting it ready to be rented out. Then he takes it to a realtor and they rent it out for him. He makes $1,000 a month for this property, less the mortgage and the realtor's fees. He has $220,000 invested, and he will earn $1,000 a month less expenses. James invests $100 on building a website, then spends another $200 on ranking it on the first page of Google. He advertises his website in a Facebook group for rank and rent. He rents it out for $1,000 a month with almost no overheads whatsoever. Brian has $220,000 invested to generate $1,000 a month, and James only $300 invested, but they make the same income. Which industry seems more profitable to you? Now imagine you reinvest the first $1,000 you make into more websites. They cost you $100 each to build and $200 each to rank. That's three more digital assets you have to rent out at $1,000 each per month. Even if you spend every penny you make from this point forward, after a few months, you are making $4,000 a month and have four websites, and this is nearly all profit. Do this part-time for an entire year. Don't spend all the money, but instead reinvest it into new sites and be strict with what you do. There is no reason you can't have a seven-figure-a-year repeat income business within the next 12 months. When you are working in rank and rent, the very first thing to do is start with the end in mind. What I mean by this is you build a business that one day won't need you. Suppose you build a business that one day will not require you to run it, that can still pay you a hefty monthly wage. You've created an appreciating asset that provides not only income but a lifestyle where you no longer need to work. Once you have enough money, it's not more money you want. It's more freedom. So let's make a mental note of this right now. First, we work to make money. Then we work for freedom. With this in mind, we focus on finding software that can automate as much as possible. We focus on simplicity so that anybody can take over our role with very little skill. Anything that can be automated is automated, which will reduce costs for our business and save us using the one thing we can get anymore, our time. I will teach you exactly how to do this and precisely what software you need to use inside this book.